Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to start off in prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning that you'll just have your way in this little teaching. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and to lead and guide my thoughts and my speech, because you always do everything perfectly and I don't. So I yield to your supreme knowledge and your wisdom and by your Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Today, if you'll turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Genesis 41, the 41st chapter, in verses 15 and 16. The name of today's little message is "The Answer Is Not in Me." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I have dreamed a dream, and there is none who can interpret it. And I have heard say of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it." The Lord, praise God. Let me read on. The Lord is always there for us and able to interpret every dream. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any dream that we have, we can interpret it. But I'm talking about a dream that you've had, not so much a dream that you would dream at night, but a dream that you've had your whole life long. It takes God to know about that dream. He already knows about it, and it takes Him to fulfill it. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I have dreamed a dream, and there is none who can interpret it. And I have heard say of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it." And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." And the name of today's message is "The Answer Is Not in Me." Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's turn to where we're going to be for the majority of this lesson, to the book of Hosea. And the second chapter, in verse 15, Hosea is a picture of God forever married to the backslider in heart, which typifies His people Israel and His people the church as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. And His love for us, continuing wooing us back to Him and His great love. Praise God. And in Hosea 2:15, "And I will give her vineyards from thence in the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt." And I'm reading from just a few today from the Expositor's Bible. "And I will give her vineyards from thence," signifies the way to the vineyards is through the wilderness. Spiritual discipline precedes blessing and fits it for joy, hence the words "from thence." And the valley of Achor for a door of hope signals back to a veil of horror as described in Joshua 7:24, but which is to become for Israel a door of hope. The truth is presented here by the Holy Spirit that where the wrath of God justly fell, the grace of God is to brightly shine. The valley of horror becomes the veil of hope. Such was Calvary, a place of horror to the suffering Savior under the wrath of God, but a door of hope to the redeemed sinner under the grace of God. Thus the valley of Achor proclaims to the believer who has suffered defeat that the very area of such defeat can become their area of victory. Praise God, and thank God for it. Thank God that He is there for it. Today, I was arranging a few pills that I take every morning, baby aspirin and such, and my wife said to me, I was looking where the day was, she says, "It's Sunday, the beginning of the week." Hallelujah. And immediately the Lord spoke to me, S-O-N, Sunday, the beginning of the week, W-E-A-K. He's the beginning of the week. Praise God. And Pastor's favorite scripture, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." And as every believer, we have to know that He is our strength. So He is our Sunday in the beginning of the week. And He is also, hallelujah, our Sunday every day of the week. Amen. And so we thank Him for that, and we give Him glory, you know. Many things will come up day to day in your life, and no one is immune. No one is immune from being hurt, sickness, disease, sin, whatever it is. The fall touches all. There isn't a believer who hasn't walked across a river of tears in their life. I firmly believe that. And the answer is not in me. The answer is not in you. So I go to God. And I'm overcome by life. His life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because otherwise I'm overcome by life. And so are you. So number one, when it comes to prayer, I go to God. Number one, I take them up. Number two, I leave them up. And number three, surely He will bring you up and out. And that's the way we've got to believe. Seems very simple, but those three things. I take them up, my prayers to God. I leave them up, number two. And number three, surely He will bring you up and out. Amen. Believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to Hosea 4 and verse 2, which says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. I mean, they're killing each other. And one thing I'd like to say, every one of us that are here today and those of you that are listening via the internet, the whole truth is that you and I are all murderers. And you might say, what are you saying? I never murdered anybody. Each of our sins put Jesus on the cross. Amen? Amen. So in truth, we all became murderers. And it's only by His blood and His grace that we are saved in His mercy at the cross of Calvary. So we thank Him so very much. And we give Him glory. And we give Him praise forever and ever. The answer is not in me. And I saw in this, though, blood touches blood. I saw that His blood touches my profane blood. Hallelujah. A worm such as I that He came to save. A worm such as you that He came to save. And His glory begins to flood us. Not that we're ever immune from being tempted on a daily basis in many things, but we've got God. Hallelujah. He's in our lives, and we're able to go to Him boldly to the throne of grace at any moment. And He is there to minister to us through the Holy Spirit, to give us grace, to flood us with His holy mercy. And we'll thank Him forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Hosea 6, chapter 6, and verses 1 through 3. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for He is torn, and He will heal us. He is smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us, and in the third day He will raise us up, and we will live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain, unto the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His name. In the first verse it says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for He is torn, and He will heal us. He is smitten, and He will bind us up. Thank God that God calls to us to return unto Him. And at times it says that He tore us and He will heal us. He is smitten, He will bind us up. And in the expositor it says, this speaks of Israel in the last half of the great tribulation under great persecution, finally turning back to the Lord. And how do we know that? We know it because Israel as a nation has never come to the Lord in the fashion represented here, but which they will do immediately before and after the second coming. Verse 2, after 2 days He will revive us, and in the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. I love that verse. We shall live in His sight. This verse could very well apply prophetically to the period of Israel's subjection, affliction, and restoration. Her subjection has lasted 2,000 years, or nearly so 2 days, and her millennial reign will last for 1,000 years, the third day. The word day normally refers to a 24-hour period of time. However, it can be and often is used figuratively for a specified or unspecified period of time. And the third day he will raise us up refers to the second coming of Christ, when he will deliver Israel from the Antichrist. Then shall we know, verse 3, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. His going forth is prepared as the morning, signals that his second coming is fixed as surely as the morning is eternally fixed to come at a certain time daily. The latter and former rain actually refer to two outpourings of the Spirit, the former pertaining to the early church, with the latter pertaining to the present time, stretching into the millennium. And the latter is mentioned here before the former because Christ was rejected at his first advent, but will be accepted by Israel at the second advent. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him. That is the gospel. Hallelujah. The answer is not in me. Hallelujah. The gospel is like many businesses. Children get in free. Hallelujah. And those are the only ones that are going to get in free, his children, by the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hear the Father say, children, get in free through Calvary. God only bears children at the cross, and God has no grandchildren. Children can't get in on the coattails of mommy and daddy. Only the one who wore our coat of sin for us can take us to heaven. And we get there through him. The Galilean, the Nazarene, Daystar, the unspeakable gift. Hallelujah. We get there through him. And no other way. Any other way that a man comes is a thief and a robber. The religion of Islam. You can't come in through Islam. You can't come in as a Jehovah's Witness. You cannot come in as a Mormon or any other false religion. You can't come in. You must come in by the blood of Christ and no other way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hosea 6 and verse 6. Chapter 6 and verse 6. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. This passage was quoted in part by Christ in Matthew 9:13 and 12:7. Israel tried to replace mercy and the knowledge of God with mere ritual, which means they had burnt sacrifices, offerings there. And God says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. I lift you up this morning to the God of the universe, to the very God of your life, who will unfold His best in your now and in your future. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is something God spoke to me a week or so ago, and I wrote it down and wanted to pray over everyone today. I'm going to say that again. I lift you up to the God of the universe, to the very God of your life, who will unfold His best in your now and in your future. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that His desire is for our now and is for our future. And He continues to bless us. He continues to dress us in His righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Let's go over to the book of Hosea, chapter 7 and verse 5. And I'm just going to read verse 5a. In the day of our King. Hallelujah. Thank God that today you and I are living in the day of our King. Because the answer is not in me. Hallelujah. The answer is not in you. You know, this is something God spoke to me this week, and I want to share it to you right now. You know, most people say when a young person graduates from high school, or they're a young teen, they'll go to them and they'll tell them, they'll say, you know, you got your whole life in front of you. You ever hear people say that, you know? Especially if a person is down or whatever, a young person is down, they'll say, you got your whole life ahead of you. But you know what? For you and I, you've got His whole life in front of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've got His whole life in front of you. And He is able to do everything above, exceedingly, what we would ask or think. And certainly, hallelujah, you've got His whole life in front of you. And this before you, I'm glad nobody has stones this morning, because I want to say that what I'm saying, I prayed about some and thought about it a little bit, because I wanted to say it in the correct way. But I'm going to say something today that the Lord spoke to me this week. In some ways, Satan has a better memory than God, and so do you. Now, before you would want to stone me, I want to say that God never forgets anything but your sin. But Satan is the accuser of the brethren and the abuser of the brethren. I added that one in there, but it's true. Praise God. And you and I also sometimes have a better memory than God, because when we confess our sin to Him, He promises that He forgets it. He forgives us, and He also forgets it. Hallelujah. And thank God that that is true. So, in some ways, Satan has a better memory of God than God, because he's always accusing the brethren. He's always accusing you and I, amen? And always trying to torture us with things that are already under the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. God has forgotten them. They're as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. Put a sign on them, as Corey Ten Boom said, no fishing. Amen? Praise God. So we have to remember that God never forgets anything but your sin. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And believers, take your bad thoughts out with the trash and don't recycle them. Hallelujah. Take your bad thoughts out with the trash and don't recycle them. You know, sometimes in the county trucks, I'm carrying heavy loads, but I always dump them before day's end. And if you're carrying a heavy load this morning, and if you're carrying a heavy load wherever you are, hallelujah, right now, just dump that load and give it to God, and He'll just carry it for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He promises all who are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Amen. He is rest for the weary. And hallelujah, you'll mount up with eagle's wings, as the Bible says. Praise God. You'll run and not be weary, and you'll walk and you'll not faint because of His ability. Praise God. Hallelujah. When it comes to bad memories, thoughts, take those chumpsters to the dumpsters. Hallelujah. Praise God. When your air is stale and you need some fresh prayers, open up the windows of your heart to some cross ventilation. Mm. Hallelujah. 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 I take it to the cross and leave it there. Leave it there, as the song says, for salvation and sanctification. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And in Hosea chapter 7 and verse 10, and the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek Him for all of this. And we know that pride cometh before a fall. And one thing I'd like to say is, we know in the Scriptures it says, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forward unto the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But one thing that we have to do is not only forgetting the sins that are behind us, but sometimes our victories too. Because what happens over time, we can get into the flesh and kind of go back to the law, and we could start taking credit for the victories that the Lord did in our lives. And then pride cometh before a fall. Hallelujah. He did it all. Amen. Yeah. And Calvary covers it all. So we want to thank Him and give Him glory and give Him praise. Don't take credit for what He doth edit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, pastor's son, he has his daughter, you know, pray for her this week. Dakota's taking, I believe it's 2 days to pass the bar exam. And we pray for God to just give her a blessing to do that this morning. Hallelujah. But we can't take credit for what he doth edit. Now, Matthew, he's a film editor. And what he does, he cuts it out of the film to fit it into the parameters of the presentation. In other words, a show might run 60 minutes, but he might have maybe 3 hours of film. And he's got to cut that film, edit it, and make it to fit so it has a flow and a flow to it to go along with the storyline, keeping the main thought of that story, whatever is being presented. And the Holy Spirit will edit my life as long as I'm not the editor-in-chief. Now, our pastor was the Sunday editor of the Times Herald Record, and he was in charge of what stories ran and what didn't run. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is in charge of what stories are to be told in our life. Hallelujah. And it can't be an autobiography. He has to write it. Amen. And He writes our life, and we must surrender to the penmanship of the Holy Spirit, spiritually speaking. Hallelujah.
I was still in charge.
And also, one thing God spoke to me this week was Wranglers should be jeans I wear, not my heart attitude. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Because you know that we can just kind of wrangle. Well, Lord, I think that this would be okay. And I need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And I need Him to edit my life and to teach me what to say, where to go, how to respond when people say things to me that maybe I don't want to hear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Edit my life. And we praise Him and we give Him great glory. Because the answer is not in me. And the answer is not in you this morning. But we know it is in the Lord. It is at Calvary that we find the answer and the only answer. Hebrews 10 and verse 12. Not Hebrews 10 verse 12. I'm sorry. Hosea 10 and verse 12. A lot of times I tell the people at work that, when they make mistakes, that's why they put erasers on pencils. But when we make mistakes, we can go to the Lord. Amen? Yes. And He'll forgive us. I want to say sins instead of mistakes, because sometimes people try to sugarcoat sin. And they say, well, I made a mistake. No, I sinned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap and mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. In the expositor, it says, in the midst of the dire warnings, grace sends a message of mercy, which, had it been accepted, would have saved them. However, it was not accepted. The command, break up your fallow ground, denotes effort that must be expended on the part of the individual. That effort is summed in the invitation to seek the Lord. Praise God. But I see in this, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. I come and I sow in His righteousness, because mine, I found throughout my Christian life, has never been good enough. Only His righteousness is good enough. Amen. Only His blood still has the same power. Hallelujah. I have an ebb and flow, but His ebb and flow is constant and it's everlasting and it's never changed and it never will change. Praise God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change. Hallelujah. He doesn't change because the world changes its standards. Hallelujah. He remains the same. He will always remain the same. And praise God, He's not going to change. When people come to God, He has to do the changing because they can't. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to His holy name. The answer is not in me. And something God spoke to me You've got to cross over to get to the freeway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just want to, we're going to remain there in Hosea. Keep your ribbon or a piece of paper or your finger there. And turn with me to the second book of Samuel, the 23rd chapter in the 4th verse. One of my favorite scriptures in the entire Word of God. It's just so beautiful. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. I want to read that again. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Hallelujah. I find my clear shining after His rain. I find His morning shining upon my life because of what He has done and nothing of my own effort or ability. Praise God. Thank God that He brings His clear shining after His rain and His beauty and anything that is beautiful in us, He certainly put there. Because I know within me lies ugliness, but I know that He can bring beauty to the situation of my heart. And the same to you, because the answer is not in me. The answer is in Him and in Him alone. Now let's turn over to Hosea 11 and verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. And sometimes, as I told you, what I do when I see Israel, I don't want to take away or add on to the Word of God. Would never do that, but I put my name there. When Walter was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that He's still calling you and I out of Egypt. That He wants us to come into that Canaan land. To come to where He did the work that I could not do at Calvary. And to come and to receive all the benefits there that are for every believer. Hallelujah. And something, you know, people say that I still have a long way to go. And God spoke to me this week. I still have a long way to grow. Hallelujah. But I didn't see that in a negative context. In my spirit, when God spoke that to me, I still have a long way to grow, was of a positive that I'll do the work in you, my child. I will do the work. You just look to me exclusively to Calvary and what I did there, and realizing that the Holy Spirit ministers from there. Hallelujah. And just allow the Holy Spirit to flood your life. Listen to Him. Listen to me, and I will lead you into all truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. You and I have a long way to grow, and we praise His name forever and ever and ever. I still have a long way to grow, and you still have a long way to go, because the answer is not in me. Hallelujah. The answer is not in you this morning. Hosea 11, in verse 9. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of you, and I will not enter into the city. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God that He's the Holy One in the midst of you. He is the secret of our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is the Holy One in the midst of you. And that is such a wonderful thing, that God could come and live in flawed human beings and inhabit them, and that His glory could extend forth from that spot to the world to show His love in all that He does. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. You know, I don't or I want to say, we don't apply the Holy Spirit to our life. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to apply His life to ours. Hallelujah. To make ourselves available to what He wants to do, to what He wants to pray through us, to what He wants to write down, to what He desires for us to read, to what He wants us to open our lives to view. We have to listen to Him, because He is the only room with the proper view. Hallelujah. He is a room with a view of heaven. He is a room with a view of the Father. He is a room with a view of the Son. And the Holy Spirit calls out to us to look to Him. And He desires that we should look upon Jesus, because the Holy Spirit's desire is to shine the light on Jesus Christ, the Son. And Jesus points to the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God that He's forever pointing to the Son. Hallelujah. Because in the Son we have life, and we find it. Praise God. We find it at Calvary. And you've got to cross over to get to the freeway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to His holy name. The answer is not in me this morning, and it's not in you this morning, but it is in the Lord. He said that I am the Holy One in the midst of thee. And that just makes us so humble, because we know that the very God of the universe resides in you and I. How could He ever do it? I know what I'm like. You know what you're like. But by His mercy, through the cross, He came and He died for you and I. And He began, His grace flowed out, the temple was torn in twain. Hallelujah. Righteousness, amen, and peace have kissed one another. And the Holy Spirit released from the cross to minister. And then at the day of Pentecost, they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank God that the Spirit is here today to minister, that He is here to minister in every believer. You cannot get the Holy Spirit without the cross. Hallelujah. You've got to go through Calvary. Hallelujah. Praise God. But thank God the Holy Spirit is here to minister to all believers and to live. Hallelujah. That they would live through Him. Praise His holy name. Hosea 11 and verse 12. Ephraim compasses me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet rules with God and is faithful with the saints. Aren't you glad this morning that He is faithful with the saints? That He comes and that He meets our needs every day when we cry out to Him. He is there. And yet, while I am yet speaking, He will answer. Hallelujah. He comes and He ministers because He's faithful with the saints. When you're ill in your body, you call on the Lord and He brings His healing. Hallelujah. When you're having trouble with relationships, you call upon the Lord and He ministers healing. When you need Him for grace and for mercy, He ministers grace and mercy. Hallelujah that He does that, because He is faithful with the saints, because the answer is not in me. The answer is in Him. Hallelujah. If your pockets are empty, fill them with praise this morning. Hallelujah. I got no doubt. I'm about to shout. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God that He saved me, that He filled me with the Holy Ghost, that through His power I can live a holy life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm experiencing a holy life because what He did at Calvary. And I look to Him exclusively there, and that's where He ministers from. That's where the power is found. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. I've got no doubt. I'm about to shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. In heaven, there's only one time of silence. When Jesus went to the cross. And I believe that's correct. When He went to the cross, you could have heard a pin drop. God turned His back away. And in heaven, there's rejoicing. Praise God. Get ready to get your rejoicing shoes on. Get ready. Hallelujah, heavenly choir. Start practicing now the presence of God. Start praising Him now. If your pockets are empty, fill them with praise. I got no doubt I'm about to shout hallelujah this morning. In Hosea 12 and verse 6, the answer is not in me, but we know that it's in Him. Hallelujah. Hosea 12 and verse 6. Therefore, turn you to your God. Keep mercy and judgment and wait on your God continually. I love that. Turn therefore to your God. That's all we have to do. Amen. Just turn to your God and keep mercy and judgment and wait on your God continually. Praise God. I'm a waiter on God, but He carries everything I need and He delivers me. Kind of like that old Stevie Wonder song, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy name. Hosea 12 and verse 10. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. And I thank God that Pastor said one time, with this similitudes, that he was the first one to tell me. He said, you know, when you see things in the spirit, things that are in the natural, and then God allows you to explain them spiritually, what they are similitudes. Praise God. And I also thank God that He has always allowed a free reign for the Holy Spirit to work during our quiet time. Never squashing anyone. I mean, if there's error, He'll speak to it. But He gives people a large room to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. And we're grateful for that as a body. Praise God. But I thank God that He has shown me through the years certain things in the Spirit. And it's been over 30 years now. And I know that's a gift to minister is unto the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Because you and I were a waiter on God, but He carries everything that I need. And He delivers the spiritual dish that needs the delivering. Hallelujah. I'm just an unprofitable servant, and so are you. But thank God, because the answer is not in me. It's in Him. Hallelujah. And He carries everything I need, and He delivers me. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise His holy name. Hosea 13 and verse 46. Verse 4 through 6. Hallelujah. Can't read my own writing, but I'm glad I can read His. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hosea 13, 4 through 6. Yet I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt, and you shall know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me. I did know you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought, and according to their pastures, so they were filled and their heart was exalted, therefore have they forgotten me. Praise God. From the Expositors, verse 4. Israel's greatest glory was that Jehovah was her God and shepherd. The two titles, God and Savior, present the Lord not only as deity, but also as the deity who will save. The phrase, yet I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt, does not mean that He was not their God before this time, for He actually was, beginning with Abraham. But never before had the evidence of His power and love to His people been so signal and conspicuous as at the period of the Exodus and onward. And you shall know no God but me should be studied carefully by modern Christians as Israel of old. To worship Christ minus the cross constitutes another Jesus and is the bane of the modern church. Verse 5, I did know you, refers to the Lord knowing them as a shepherd knows his sheep. The wilderness in the land of great drought refers to the fact that there was absolutely no means of sustenance or livelihood in this howling waste except for Him. In fact, spiritually speaking, it is the same presently with this world. In Christ alone, there is sustenance. Hallelujah. Verse 6, according to their pasture, so they were filled, sadly refers to the fact that Israel did not know that it was the Lord who was blessing them. They were filled and their heart was exalted, means that in proportion as God prospered them, so did they forget Him. In verse 2, they associated an idol with Him. In this corresponding verse, they forgot Him. Such is ever the moral action of the natural heart. It associates idols with God and then forgets Him. It degrades Him and then suppresses Him. God forbid that we should never do that. I would never want to have the correspondence of Korah. No correspondence to cry out against God and what He is doing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise His holy name this morning. The answer is not in me. Just a few more scriptures. Hosea 14 and verses 1 through 4. O Israel, return unto the Lord your God, for you have fallen by your iniquity. Take your with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto Him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither shall we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For in you the fatherless find mercy. I will hear their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from Him. Praise God. In verse 1, this chapter is the presentation of a glorious altar call. In fact, it also tells of Israel's restoration and a coming glad day, but which could have taken place in Hosea's time or any time forward if Israel had only repented. The Lord is always ready to receive all who come to Him. He will always do so, gladly, kindly, with open arms. He offers no condemnation, only acceptance. In verse 2, divine love provides the fitting words for the truly repentant tongue. Take with you words, in essence, says not sacraments, not ceremonies, but words. Turn to the Lord, proclaims the fact that these words are not to be taken to men, but rather to the Lord. The phrase, say unto Him, take away all iniquity, presents what these words ought to be. And receive us graciously, refers to the fact that we are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. Grace is simply the goodness of God extended to an undeserving people. It is received whether by the sinner or the saint, by faith evidenced in Christ and what He did for us at the cross. In fact, the cross is what makes the grace of God, the goodness of God, available to all. So we will render the calves of our lips refers to sacrifice. And in reality, the sacrifice of the cross. In essence, we are to thank the Lord for saving us and that it was made possible by and through the cross. Verse 3, Asher shall not save us, pertains to the fact that man cannot save man. The phrase, we will not ride upon horses, means that we will not trust in what man can do. For in you, the fatherless find mercy, refers to Israel is lo rahama, no more mercy. And lo ami, not my people. Despite these facts, the Lord says that if Israel, or anyone for that matter, will truly turn to Him, He will receive and accept them. In verse 4, the divine responses of verse 4 through 8 exhibits the moral result of true conversion. Hallelujah. Thank God that He is able, that the answer is not in me, but it's in Him. Because I fall short, but thank God, through Calvary I stand tall. Hallelujah. Hosea 14:9 is the last scripture. And today's message, the answer is not in me. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent. And he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. And the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. This verse forms the epilogue to the whole prophecy. God's way of salvation is a stepping stone to the believer, but a stumbling stone to the unbeliever. Christ is a rock of defense to the one, but a rock of offense to the other. And thank God that He is our rock of defense. Thank God that He is the stone that the builders rejected. Hallelujah. And we know that we can't go to any foundation other than built by Christ and the prophets, and that you can't even get to the foundation without going to the cross beam. And so let us pray. Father, we thank You that the answer is not in me, but it's in You and Your Son and what He did at Calvary. And we thank You for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Holy Spirit, minister this morning to those that are coming, to those that are not coming. Minister, Lord. Minister by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Do what only you desire to do today, Lord God. We yield the right of way to you. Minister by your grace and your mercy. Minister, Lord. Thank you for breaking bondages today. Thank you for ministering. Thank you that love would be without dissimulation. We praise you and we give you glory and we thank you that the answer is not in me, but it is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.